The woman in charge of finances at both SUNY Canton and SUNY Potsdam has been indicted on theft charges in Georgia. Natalie Higley is charged with stealing from the state college where she used to work, David Summerstein reports.
Natalie Higley and three other former employees of Bainbridge State College are accused of racketeering, stealing college property, and then lying about it. According to an indictment from a grand jury in Georgia's Superior Court, the group allegedly stole a Ford tractor, a golf cart, an ice machine, and several other objects with the intent to sell them. Higley is currently the vice president for business affairs and administration for both SUNY Canton and SUNY Potsdam. She took on the joint position 2 years ago, splitting her time between the two campuses. In a brief press release, the presidents of the two colleges said that they're aware of the allegations and are awaiting more information. A spokesperson said Higley's employment status has not changed. Steve Turner of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says a warrant for Higley's arrest has been issued and that she's been successfully contacted. Meanwhile, Bainbridge State College, near the Florida line, said in a statement it, quote, fully supports the investigation. For WRVO News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton.